everybody needs to know that he's bigger than your problem.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to know that he's bigger than your sickness.
Yeah.
I preach in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. It is again that he has blessed us to come together and worship him. And we thank God for this occasion. And a lot of things are going on in the world. A lot of things are going on the national front. A lot of things are going on in the local front. We pray for Faith Missionary Church. Our family is in difficulty. We are losing people by way of transitioning to the next life. Those of you who know the Burke, Stephen Burke's sister is, I believe, now in hospice. That's the reason for that happening. So a lot of things that's going on in the world. I come to let you know, though, that with all the things that's going on in the world, you need to think about right now.
Yeah.
Be it as it may, it is only to take your mind off of this moment. I did bring with me a word from the Lord. And what I'm so happy about is that God sends a message to his people in spite of me. What you about to say, in spite of you too.
Yeah.
He sends a message and the devil would distract you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
So you would not be here in this moment.
Amen.
I want you, if you can, to forget about yesterday.
Yes.
Don't worry about tomorrow and think about now. Look at somebody say, think about now.
Think about now.
Amen. And whether you think about now or not, there is a word from the Lord. The word that's been read, we're going to read the verse of focus as a family. As is customary here in faith, you would stand to your feet for the reading of God's word. If you have the King James rendering, we will read aloud as a family, amen?
Amen.
From the book of Ephesians, this is Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. Our first of focus will be verse number 11 from chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians. Are you there? If you are there, say it with me, amen?
Amen.
If you're not there, say, wait a minute. Everybody's there, whether you have your electronic devices or whether you turn the pages of the Bible. And if you don't have it, you would look with someone. Amen. This part is important. If you would, look on with somebody that we can read as a family. Amen?
Amen.
And somebody say unity.
Unity.
There's power when we become one. Amen. When we're on the same page, talking about the same thing, seeing the same thing. Amen?
Amen.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse of focus is verse number 11. 1, 2, 3, read.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say the whole armor.
The whole armor.
This, I'm not going to be able to preach all of these verses. We'll probably just get to two or three of them, but this will just introduce you to a series of some mighty messages dealing specifically with spiritual warfare. We understand how to deal with folk that we can see. Come on, somebody.
Amen, Pastor.
We understand that if we got an enemy in front of us that we can see, I don't know about you, I can deal with them.
Amen, Pastor.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
But what the church has sometimes failed to really address is those enemies that you can't see.
All right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen, Pastor.
There is an invisible enemy, but he's real. I just got to get somebody. We've seen this text over and over and over again, but it has become cliches. We say, put on the whole armor of God. We don't even know what we're talking about. Oh, somebody. But it's talking about spiritual warfare.
Yes, right.
Look at that. It's a neighbor.
Yes,
we're in a war.
We're in a war.
Whether you want Somebody say, God versus the devil.
God versus the devil.
As I said before, the enemies that we can see, we can deal with, but those that we can't see, that's the ones we come to address today. Lord, have mercy. Now, are we on the same page?
Amen.
Let's read that verse again as a family. Verse number 11, 1, 2, 3. Read. Put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're going to begin a series of sermonic messages dealing with spiritual warfare. That word warfare, you need to know it means that it's two or more factions going against one another that's armed. Somebody say it's armed. Your enemy is armed with weapons. A weapon is an instrument used to bring you down. Which must mean you got your weapon with you. That's what we tell you. Bring your Bible to church. Just because you go to church, don't think that this ground is so holy that the war isn't still raging. The Bible says, put on. So I say, put on. The thing you need to know is once you put on the armor, you don't ever, ever take it off.
Amen.
It ain't like clothes. We get in for the day and take off our shoes. We take off our hat. We take off our coat. We take off everything. But when you put on the old armor of God, you never, ever take it off again.
Yeah.
Somebody say, your bed put it on. You get up with it on. You go to work with it on. You go to church with it on. Tell God our Father, it's preaching time. Now ready us. Prepare us. For this word that is before us. In the name of Jesus, open up our hearts. Open up our minds. Open up our will and make me susceptible to you, our Lord and our Savior. We pray. Somebody say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Take your seats. In the building and in the company of these cohorts in Christ. Greater love have no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Pray with me on a simple topic. Say with me, weapons that work.
Weapons that work.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to give you today. Is I'm going to give you some weapons that work. If you are in a battle, you need to be dressed for the occasion. Have I got a witness? If you go and scuba dive, you need a scuba dive and suit on. Come on, somebody. If you are going to work out in the field, you need, if it's sunny out, you need a big wide hat on. Come on, somebody. On your head. Oh, I ain't got no witnesses in here. Come on, somebody say a straw hat. We don't wear straw hats no more because we don't like getting about in the sun. There was a time when we worked out in the field, we would put a straw hat on our head. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Unless you want to bake your brain.
Yeah.
So, if we are going to war, we need to put some war clothes on. What you must each know is a weapon is anything that you use against the enemy. I'm trying to convince somebody that you are in a war. The reason that so many Christian folk live defeated lives is that, first of all, they don't even realize that they are at war. And then if they believe that they are at war, they don't know how to fight. But more importantly, they don't know what to fight with. Come on, somebody. God has provided for us some armor.
Amen.
And what you must needs know, it's been told by scholars that Paul was looking at a Roman soldier when he was talking about this army. But I beg to differ with you because I did my homework, y'all. And basically,
basically what Paul is really talking about is the honor that God bore. Lord have mercy. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, you're going to see it yourself. God put on the breastplate of righteousness. God put on the belt of truth. And he threatened to fight who? The Israelites when they were rebelling against him. So if that message is good enough for God, it's good enough for us right now. Somebody said, a whole
armor.
We are at war. And the enemy, the devil, is our opponent. What you must need to know is that you cannot see him. You can't touch him. You can't feel him. But it's there. I want to say right here, one of my favorite movies was The Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz is coming on right now. And I'll watch it while I'm
not.
Sit there just like a child. And have a good old time right by myself. Nobody else want to watch that much better than myself. But can anybody remember the Wizard of Oz, praise the name?
Amen.
Well, then this is going to make sense to you. You remember the Wizard of Oz, the Dorothy wanted to go home. Come on, somebody. And the Scarecrow wanted a what?
A brain.
And the Tin Man wanted a what? And the Lion needed some what? So they decided they were going to go to the Wizard now. We already got in the Land of Oz. They decided they had to go to the Wizard to get these things. So they were very frightful and scared of the Wizard because once they made it into his presence, he was this big ominous head with fire. Y'all remember he smoked and he talked with a bellowing voice. They stood beside the truth. He sent them on all kinds of escapades to kill the who? The wicked witch. Lord have mercy. I'm still talking about the Wizard of Oz. I got the church here. Long story short, they did everything that was supposed to, came back to the Wizard, and he still wouldn't grant their request. Isn't that just like, so you done did everything you're supposed to do, and you still can't get it? Come on, somebody. Lord have mercy. And they said, now Dorothy had the most courage of any of them. What they didn't know, they had already demonstrated that they had a heart. They already demonstrated they had courage. They already demonstrated they had some brains. Lord have mercy. They still couldn't get what they want. And this big bellowing figure just missed me. And little Toto. Little Toto ran behind and saw a curtain. Grabbed that curtain, pulled the curtain back. And there was a man there pulling levers and pushing buttons. Oh, y'all ain't with me. My first point of this message is to let you know get this. My first point. There is always something that you can't see making something happen that you can't see. I need some shout right there. Maybe I didn't say it the way you wanted me to say it. Yeah, my first point is this. There is always something you can't see controlling what you can see.
Amen.
Let's get that. Look at somebody here. There's always something. Something that you can't see. Controlling something that you can't see.
Controlling something.
If you will just remember that right there is the word, the price of admission. There's always something that you can't see controlling something that you can't see. What we must need to know is, I'm talking to somebody in there, think of your worst enemy. Because you got to make him in your mind. Some of you have to think on it. Think of that person. I don't know if that person might be on your job. That person might be in your classroom. That person might be in your own house. That person might be at church. Paul said, wake up, you fighting flesh and blood. Look, the war, the fight, the struggle ain't between men and women, boys and girls.
That's right.
I'm talking to the one man, you think it's your husband. It is not your husband.
No.
Y'all fighting each other. Going back, I wish I had a church.
Come on,
going back and forth, trying to win, arguing, and both of y'all gonna lose. drink in this.
What drink?
I don't know about it. John, don't tell me that. That person said, come over here and got on my last nerve. Maybe today they say I'm going to give them a knuckle up. You white men, you arguing over them. Satan wants you to stay blind to the fact that it ain't your husband. It ain't that fool on the job.
That's right.
It ain't even that person at church.
That's right.
The real enemy is the devil.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Not the enemy is the devil. And as long as you try to fight fire with fire, what you gonna come up with? Fire. I never seen any father walk up to a blazing fire with a blowtorch. Come on, somebody. Would that make any sense?
No.
They walk up to a fire with a blowtorch, blowing a flame 20 feet long, then they're going to put it out. That's what you're doing when you're arguing with your husband, when you're arguing with your wife, when you're arguing with your children. You try to fight fire with fire. The real enemy ain't your child. The real enemy ain't your husband. It's not that personal job. It's not even the person at church. Whoever you think it is the devil.
That's right,
Pastor. Somebody say it's the devil.
Yeah.
Now that we know who it is, how do you fight it? I'm so glad you asked. That's why Paul and all they tried to just tell them how to live and who they are and what they have in Christ. Somebody says, finally, brother. In other words, I'm fixing to conclude the matter. Somebody say, finally. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We read over that phrase so eloquently, so quickly, but that is power packed.
Yeah.
Notice it said, be strong. Somebody say, be strong.
Be strong.
You got to be strong when you're weak.
Amen.
Anybody ever been weak in here?
Yeah.
Life will deal you a blow that will knock you to your knees.
Yeah.
Somebody say, be strong.
Be strong.
You don't have to worry about when you get weak because it didn't say be strong in your own strength.
That's right.
Oh, did you miss that? You missed that. It said, be strong where?
In the Lord.
Because God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. I wish I could preach it.
Go ahead.
That's what Paul said. Now I therefore take, he takes pleasure in his trials. Mm-hmm. Because he has discovered that at his weakness is when he's at his strongest. Lord have mercy. Somebody say union.
Union.
We have union with God through Christ Jesus in the person of the Holy Spirit. So now I can be strong in the power of His might.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Somebody say, I'm strong in the Lord.
I'm strong in the Lord.
And then it says, put on. Somebody say, put on.
Put on.
Once you put the armor of God on, never again take it off. Somebody said, don't take off the armor. There was a time when I used to leave the house, and if I didn't have a certain piece with me, I would feel it. You y'all just missed it. Somebody got that. But believe you me, when I leave the house, my peace leaves with me.
Amen.
Come on.
Are y'all still with me? Somebody said P-E-A-C-E. There's another piece you take with me. In the world that I'm living in, if I go out without it now, I feel blessed. But I want you to know I'm full today.
Premeditated murder. You know the difference in first
certain things. If you and I only just thought about that thing, how you gonna kill that person? But you made a plan.
Yeah. All right.
You sit there. You strive for they go, who they hang with, what they eat, what they do, what they like, what they don't like, and you came up with a plan how to kill them. That's why, if you did that, that's why you deserve the death penalty.
Amen. Amen.
I'm the first preacher.
Amen, Pastor.
That'll tell you.
That's right.
If you ain't no good in this world, and if you cannot be changed, you need to be put to death.
Uh-huh.
If all you do is go around killing people aimlessly.
Amen. That's right. You
I don't know about you, and I can say that they did nothing to me. All you do is kill folks. All you do is murder folks. All you do is rape folks. You don't need to be here.
Exactly.
Look at you over right there now. Don't be so holy that you ain't real.
That's right.
Amen.
Ain't no fool.
Amen.
I am not a fool. Don't think you come to the whole house with bad intentions. You ain't be met with the same.
I know that's right.
You know what? You ain't got to go to the whole house. Ah, that's what people don't like. Somebody said violence.
Wow.
The devil sits around studying you. He knows what you like. He knows what you don't like. And he devises a way to deceive you. Somebody say deception. Deception is the most dangerous weapon at his disposal, because nothing worse to be thinking you with somebody and really you with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Deception will blind you to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking now to the woman who he done said the right things, he done the right things, but he ain't who he said he is.
Yeah.
I see your heart right there. I'm talking to the one now. You want a man so bad. I'm going to say it again. Hey, David, get the response to that. You want a man so bad that you will blind yourself to the way he talks to you, the way he treats you.
You pray.
God has sent you all the signs in the world. He's got a temper. When he's in front of everybody, he acts all nice and sweet. Get behind closed doors and cusses you like a dog.
Amen.
And you're still with him. Oh, who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? You done seen all the signs. We came to church today. And there was a stop sign that's knocked down. My wife said, please get somebody to knock that sign down. That, I just told her, you know what? That just lets us know how dangerous these roads are. There's not only people who won't stop, they have knocked the sign down. Which by the way, pay attention to the signs. God will send you a sign that he ain't the one. Somebody sent you, God sent you a sign, you still married? I see that fire right there. God will send you the sign. Somebody say deception. I'm telling you, it is not him. It is not her. Somebody say, pull back the curtain.
Pull back the curtain.
You like Toto. We are so focused on that big, round, ominous head. I just thought about it. So I said, look for a curtain.
Look for a curtain.
Here's my second point. Every time you're going through something, don't take it as face value.
That's right.
God's hand is in it. Even though Satan was allowed to do it to you, God let it happen for a reason. Somebody said, look for the hand of God.
Look for the hand of God.
Everything that you go through, you got to look for the hand of God. And you'll see why things are happening the way they happen. Some of us know that we're going through something that we stole yesterday.
Amen.
Bible says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that's what he's going to reap. You can't sow corn and expect to get a banana. Come on, somebody. You cannot sow wheat and expect to get barley. What you sow, you're going to reap. And can I say right here? You can't change the harvest. I'm talking to somebody in here. You're trying to change what somebody has already sowed in their own life. They're going to have to go through it by themselves. I'm talking to my mother and dad. I know you're trying to save them. Sometimes our children will not reach the full potential because every time they fall, before they get to fall, they are kind of taking them up. Sometimes we got to hit rock bottom before we can get to our feet again. Stop saving them. I'm going to ask the parents in the house. The reason they can't throw up is because you won't let them. Well, that hurts. Somebody say, wiles. Wiles of the devil. Lord have mercy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm going to bring out one more point. That word principalities. You look that word up and you will see that principalities are an order of angels. Somebody say angels.
Angels.
You cannot believe in angels if you want to. We got guardian angels, but we also have fallen angels. Mm-hmm. Fallen angels are called what? Demons. Oh, they're just a demonic. And the demonic is in this world. Don't think there's no demons. Why do you think things like, I don't even know what happened, but I heard about it. Why do you think things like Virginia Beach happens? It's demonic activity. These demonic demons, or as I say, an order. It is a regiment. You remember when Lucifer was kicked out of heaven? Lucifer was the most beautiful angel ever created. And he started feeling himself. He wanted to be like God. And he rebelled. And God kicked him out of heaven. Where did he kick him to? He kicked him also. Lord have mercy. In this place that we live called Earth. Not only was Lucifer kicked out, you know he had some followers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care how bad you are, you're going to always have somebody follow.
Yeah.
I want y'all to do one thing. If we as a group fall out, one thing is not going to happen. And then it can be my witness. I am not going to start a church somewhere else. Oh, you're going to be quiet right here. No. If we can't get along, I'm going right back to Gethsemane, sit out in the congregation, and be happy. Don't think I'm going to go try to start a church. That's just like Lucifer. That's what Lucifer did. He took some folk with him. And if they'll follow Lucifer, they'll follow anybody. Listen up, they don't follow anybody. If they're not following Christ, don't you follow them. I ain't going to hell for and with nobody. If you're going to hell, you're going to die for hell. Okay, we go.
Amen.
Son, daughter, I ain't going. You going by yourself?
Amen.
So, I hope I'll be the first to know when it's time to go. But when it does, I'm not going over here and start now. Bring it and then turn a church apart.
Mm-hmm.
See, this ain't popular preaching right here. I'm so glad I ain't trying to be popular. Lord have mercy. Preachers and pastors come and they go. This is your church. You don't let nobody run you out of the kitchen. Just because we have a little time. When it cools down. Somebody say, when it cools down.
When it cools down.
You still feel the same.
Here you go.
Never let anybody run you anywhere.
Amen.
Did you hear?
Amen.
Never let anybody run you from your church. Never let anybody run you even from your marriage, from your home, from your family, from your job. Mm-hmm. I look at somebody and say, I ain't going nowhere. Tell somebody on the job, I'm not going anywhere. So you might as well pack a lunch. And now we're the best of friends. You want to get rid of an enemy? Make them your friend. Must say, making your friend. How do you make them your friend? You respect them. God gave every file away that's not yours. People should be allowed to be who they are. Learn them. Then know that's just how they act. When they come back, you'll be there with your arms about them. They're like the Lord is for us. They've got to hang out of praise. Somebody say, weapons that work.
Weapons that work.
We didn't even get to not one weapon today, but I introduced you to the fact that there is a warfare that we are engaged in. And if you try to fight this kind of war with carnal weapons, you're going to lose every time. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Somebody say strongholds. There's a stronghold in your life. Only way that you're going to pull it down is through spiritual weaponry. We're going to get into the spiritual weaponry a little bit later when God says so. But please know that we are at war. Your enemy, which is the devil, wants to destroy you. And the way he does it is through deception. Somebody say lies.
Wow.
He used tricks. He used tricks and strategies. If he knows that you are a drinker, he's not going to tempt you with alcohol.
Come on.
Can I help somebody? I'm going to say it again. If you know that you don't like drinking, he's not going to chip you with alcohol, but he does know what you like.
Amen.
I'm talking to the man now. If he knows you got a problem with women, he's going to bring you and somebody else who you will not be with together.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. I'm talking to the woman now. If you know that you are lonely, we have so many women that are vulnerable. Somebody say vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
You are vulnerable and you don't even know it. We have men who are stalkers. Y'all ain't seen that. We have men who are stalkers. They have studied you. They know that you just came out of that relationship. And they're waiting to say the right thing. To pay you some attention. To make you feel like you are on top of the world. Somebody say it's a deception.
It's a deception.
I'm gonna say it again. You need to look where they came from. Who are they with now? And if they say they ain't with nobody, they're lying. Y'all ain't gonna say it.
Amen.
I'm still trying to help somebody. Yeah. Somebody say deception.
Deception.
Always look to see if you are really with who you think you're with. Devil does not have a pitchfork. He is not breathing. Does not have horns on his head. But the devil can take the shape of an angel. Did you hear me? He can take the shape of an angel. You know, anybody watch Star Trek? You got any Trekkies in here? There's a thing in Trekkie land called a changeling. And I just bought somebody.
Yeah.
But those of you who know what I'm talking about, a changeling can take the form of anything he touches. That's the devil, y'all. The devil can take the shape of an angel, look like who you want him to look like. Or they can be the finest, with the finest of shape. They can have the muscular appeal. But a devil is a devil. That's a devil. Bible says, try the spirit.
By what?
By the spirit. You can't try the spirit unless you got the spirit yourself.
Amen.
You've got a hand clap of praise.